From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The economic downturn has caused many Americans to rethink their retirement plans. All this week, we've heard stories about the changing picture for retirement, from Florida to Nebraska to Seattle, from people close to retiring to those now planning not to retire at all. Everyone, no matter their age or occupation, seems to have questions in this new economic environment. So we asked you to send us your questions, and we're going to put some of them now to Michelle Singletary. She writes The Color of Money. That's a personal finance column in The Washington Post. She's also a regular on NPR. Thanks for coming in, Michelle.
Oh, you're welcome.
Let's start with a question from a listener in Los Angeles. He's 36 years old. He says he makes $82,500 a year, and he wants to know how to get started saving for retirement.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I read through his question, there was another thing that I think he mentioned was that he didn't have anything saved yet. And so what I say right now, particularly with the market so crazy, is that you need a savings account first. So I would suggest that he establish an emergency account where you have at least 3 to 6 months living expenses. We know how tough the job market is. Nobody's job is secure. He needs a backup. And also something I call a life happens fund for when things in life happen. Your car breaks down, and you certainly have a car in LA, probably. Mm-hmm. And then I think he concentrate on retirement. Now, can you do both of these at the same time? Absolutely, you can. If he has a retirement plan at work, I would go rush to the benefits office and sign up for it, particularly if there is a company match, because that's free money. And what companies often do is if you put some money in, they'll either match it dollar for dollar or a percentage of that. And that's an automatic return on your money with you having to do nothing but sign up. So probably his company has a retirement plan, so I would go there, and it also set up those savings accounts as well.
Would that same advice apply to somebody, say, making less than $82,000 or so?
Absolutely. No matter how much you're making, you have to plan for your retirement, because we don't know what's going to be out there when it comes time for you to retire. So you need money to supplement, hopefully, if Social Security is still there. And really go to some, there are all kinds of calculators on the website where you can go and figure out how much you're going to need to retire based on what you think your living expenses are going to be once you do retire. But everybody ought to be saving something. I mean, I live with my grandmother who made nothing more than like $13,000 a year, and she saved for her retirement.
I think, Michelle, a lot of people would say, though, you know, if I could be saving, I would be saving. And my expenses now, whether it's credit card debt, mortgage, anything, it's keeping me from getting ahead.
Right.
So what do you tell them?
I tell them that you still need to save. This is not a luxury. This is not something that you do. You start after you pay all the bills. And we found that out in this economy. And that's a problem. So many people did invest, but they had no cash cushion. And so when the investment started to tank, they started to panic. And so I don't care if you make $20,000 a year or $200,000 a year, you can save. Even if it's just $5 a paycheck, that's a trip to the fast food restaurant. That's one less coffee at Starbucks. And everybody at every income level has a little bit of money that they waste. And listen, I'm not talking about somebody. I came from a low income background. I know what it's like to struggle. I actually know what it's like to be hungry. So I know that you can save even in those situations.
Let's turn to a question from another listener. His name is Ray, and he's from Bartlett, Tennessee. He says he's 22. He's just out of engineering school, and he wants to know if he should invest in stocks. This is a big question given what's been going on with the market. Is that reliable for your retirement? What do you say?
I think it still is. I mean, overall, long-term, stocks still outperform almost any other asset. And the key here, and I know everybody is afraid right now because the market is up and down and losing, and you hear these numbers like trillions of dollars lost. But long-term, if you have a diversified portfolio, you've got some stocks, and within that category of stocks, you've got stocks that are from small companies, mid-sized companies, large companies, even overseas. And then you've got some bonds and some cash equivalents. You'll do okay.
We should say we especially like this listener because he writes also, he never saw himself listening to NPR, but the economy killed the only rock station left in town. So here he is listening to us and sending us his questions.
Oh, it's a better station to listen to.
Glad to have him as a listener. We got a bunch of questions from people who are thinking about retiring abroad, and let's listen to one of them. This is from a listener in Okolona, Mississippi.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Boyce. I understand that Medicare does not follow those of us who plan to retire abroad. Is there anything we can do to recoup some of or all of the money that we have been required to pay into the system if we're not going to use it.
So Jeffrey Boyce, they're asking a question about Medicare. What's the answer to that?
You know, this is the first time I've ever heard that question.
Yeah.
And so it's great that you can live overseas. I hate to tell Jeffrey, but there is not. You know, I did a little research and I found this great organization that I think he should actually go to their website to learn some more information. The Association of Americans Resident Overseas. It's a long title, but you can find them on the internet. And they've been pushing for this.
And he's asking, can I get my money back since I'm not going to be able to use it? The answer is no.
No, no. Sorry about that.
When you hear from readers or friends, what's the most common question you get from people asking about retirement?
I think right now people are worried about the stock market and should I still invest? We went through years where people had double-digit returns. And for many people, this is the first time that they've seen double-digit declines. And they don't want to invest. They're scared. And so they say, should I still invest for my retirement? Should I put the money under my mattress? And my answer is no. But it also depends on where you are. The closer you are to retirement, the more conservative you should be with how you invest. But if you've got many years to go, as I do, thank goodness, you know, I'm not afraid to invest. And you're not afraid to invest if you have a savings account, a cushion, and you've kept your debts low so that that money at risk, you're okay if it's lost because you've covered the ground in other areas. And I think leading up to this this market, that message got lost. We heard over and over again, invest, invest, invest. But what we didn't hear or what we didn't listen to was that all these other things have to be in order as well.
One final question. This is a pitch right over the plate. This comes from Ernst Cambrone, and he's asking if you can recommend a good list of resource materials, websites, articles, anything to provide help with retirement planning.
I think that's a great question. And here are two of my favorite sites that I visit all the time. ChooseToSave.org, really easy to find on the internet. And AARP has a great money section on their site with lots of really good articles and calculators to help you plan for retirement.
And we'll have links to those sites and many more at our website, npr.org. Michelle, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
That's Michelle Singletary. She writes the personal finance column, The Color of Money, in the Washington Post.